My friends, who's the person that loves you the most in your life? Think about that for a second. Who loves you the most, humanly speaking? You know, we're not talking about God, we're not talking about Jesus or the Blessed Mother, any of the saints. I want to know, and I want you to think about, who is a person that loves you the most out of all the humans that you know? And how do you know that? What things do they do that show you that they love you? What are the words that they say that let you know that they really love you? How's the way that they touch you? Do they touch you with kind of this passion, but also this respect? What about the gifts that they get for you? Do those speak to your heart when they get them for you? Are they things that you didn't even have to tell them about? What types of things do they do for you that show you that they really care about you? Do they give you amazing time and where you feel like you're the only person on earth? Who is the person that loves you the most? And how do they show it? Well, today I want to talk about the Heavenly Father and His love for the Blessed Mother. Now, we talk about God the Father's love for us. There's songs about that. And, you know, we know that God so loved the world that He sent His only Son so that we did not have to be lost, but rather Jesus suffered for us and for our sins. So we know that God loves us, and we know that God loves us specifically, and we talk about how God the Father loves His Son from all eternity. Well, today I want to focus on God the Father's love for the Blessed Mother. Stick with me, and in this video we will explore that beautiful topic. My friends, as you know, before every video, I like to pray, so I ask that you join me in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Allow me to praise you, O Sacred Virgin. Give me strength against your enemies. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now, as you've probably noticed, kind of the perspective in the video is a little bit different. So again, I'm learning, and I'm trying different perspectives. You know, the normal one that I shoot is kind of looking to the back of this room, and now I wanted to put it on the desk to have kind of a more intimate conversation, and also to use this cool speaker that I got for my birthday, or cool microphone. So I'm just kind of wanting to learn a little bit and just see what makes these videos more interesting. I'm also working with making them shorter and making them longer, or just changing up different things. I'm going to enable comments so you can let me know what you think about this video as compared to others. Especially also the content is really the thing that's most important to me. But also the audio, how it looks, how it sounds, and if they're engaging, if you're able to stay through the whole video, which is my goal, for you to learn as much as you can and to do all these things. And by the way, if you're a new subscriber, a new viewer, this is the channel Uniquely Mary, where we focus on everything Blessed Mother, on the saints that loved her, the scripture that spoke about her, the things in our Catholic tradition and faith that relate to the Blessed Mother, books about her, and also my own personal experience. So today we're focusing and we are continuing through this book, The Admirable Heart of Mary. We've been working through it, we've been diving into it, we've been going deeper into this idea by St. John Eudes, this great French saint who loved the Blessed Mother, especially her Immaculate Heart, which is a devotion that I'm growing in and I've had because of my devotion to Our Lady of Fatima. So today we're in part 2, chapter 1, if you happen to have the book. And the title of that section is God the Father, Delineator of the Admirable Heart of Mary. Now, one thing that you'll notice when you read the book is that this guy sometimes uses deep theological language, and so in this channel, we really want to break it down and make it simple. So this chapter, or this section, is all about God the Father's love for the Blessed Mother, using this specific thing in theology that maybe a simple word would be that we would use would be prefigurement, where things are prefigured in the past that will come in the future. Now, we see this with Jesus. For instance, there are certain things in the Old Testament that we say prefigure Jesus. For instance, people. We have Moses, Abraham, even Adam, and King David and King Solomon. All of them in different ways prefigured Jesus. Even Samson, you know, who died for his cause, and you know that there's even things in each of the different judges and prophets and kings and patriarchs of the Old Testament that these people prefigure Jesus. There's also specific things other than people that prefigure Jesus. For instance, we might think of the temple. as a way of prefiguring Jesus, and among other things. So we're going to explore this idea a little bit further with the Blessed Mother. So two things I want to read from this chapter. The first says, "The first foundation and the primary source of the devotion to the Most Holy Heart of Mary is the adorable heart of the Eternal Father and his unfathomable love for the Blessed Mother of his only begotten Son. This infinite love induced our Heavenly Father to give us many beautiful images and figures of the most worthy heart of his Holy Mother." Now there's that idea, these kind of figures and images in the past speaking about the future. And the specific other thing that I want to focus on is where it says the unfathomable love of the Heavenly Father from his heart for the Blessed Mother. Now, in some ways, we can speak about God the Father's unfathomable love for anybody, or really anything, because he's infinite. But often you hear this idea that for us, that we'll never really understand how much God the Father loves us. If you yourself are a father or a mother and you have a child, then you can have some inkling of how much God the Father loves you, especially, you know, if you think about the day your child was born, and you know that initial drive to the house from the hospital, that amazing feeling that you have holding your newborn baby. That, you know, there's really just nothing like it. It's hard to describe if you've never had that experience. So this is something of the love of God for us. Now imagine his love for the Blessed Mother. First of all, could we say that God the Father loves some people more? I'm not sure. When we get to heaven, we can talk about that. I don't know. I don't want to offend anybody. Or maybe I do, but I'm not really sure what the answer to that is. We do know that God the Father pours out more graces on some people than on others. The human that's received the most graces would be the Blessed Mother. Of course, Jesus is another type of person because he's human and divine, so he's in a separate category. But one of the things that we can begin to understand is how much God the Father loves her, and how he's almost, so to speak, painted her images throughout the universe and throughout time. Think about that. That's something quite profound. So in the next thing that I'd like to read from you from St. John Damascene, Saint, or another way it would be to call him St. John of Damascus, which is around Jerusalem in Israel. He probably existed around the 500 or 600s, I believe. He was alive around the beginning of the time of Islam. And actually, even at the time, he commented that Islam was simply a heretical extension of the Christian faith, that they were first Christians who then followed this other prophet, maybe similar to other groups today, and then they became the religion of Islam. This is what he says. He's quite a devotee of the Blessed Mother. St. John Damascene says that the earthly paradise, Noah's Ark, the burning bush, the tables of the law, the Ark of the Covenant, the golden vessel containing the manna, the golden candlesticks in the tabernacle, the table with the loaves of proposition, Aaron's rod, the furnace of Babylon, were all figures of the incomparable Virgin Mary. Just to take a few, because I want to kind of begin closing up our video so that we can keep these short for those of you that struggle with attention. One thing that most of these things have in common is that they are all, in a certain sense, passive recipients of something holy. For instance, the Ark of the Covenant was essentially the tabernacle that contained the Holy of Holies, similar to, let me see, the golden vessel containing the manna, which is probably actually inside of the Ark of the Covenant. So these things all sort of enshrined and protected and in a certain sense magnified the thing that was inside them that was holier than the object containing it. We can think of it, for instance, in our Catholic Mass as the vessels that contain the body and blood of Jesus. They indicate to us the holiness of the Eucharist by their goldenness or their silverness. So much in the same way, the Blessed Mother is prefigured in these other things in that she contained Jesus. She magnifies him. She brings him to other people in this way. And so his idea is that in prefiguring her, in kind of painting her image before she even arrived, he shows to us in this particular way how much he loves her. So I want to leave you with this thought. I want you to think about the people that love you in your life and how they show it. Maybe your father, your mother, your spouse, or your children, or your siblings. Think about what they do to show their love for you. Now imagine multiplying that love by an infinite amount. I don't even know what that would be like. And this is something of the love of God the Father for the blessed Mary. And in this sense, you could see her everywhere. It's as if her image is painted all over creation, just as Jesus's is, but in a different way. And God the Father has done this because of his great love for her. So because he loves her so much, shouldn't we? My friends, I hope you continue joining me in this journey, in this pilgrimage, to love more and more the heart, the Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Mother, so that she can make us the saints that we need to be. God bless you, and have a